I met him back behind the fence, and he said, "Bring a flashlight. It's getting dark. I don't want to stumble into that burial ground with you and discover Creed's body." I went in the garage and brought out a flashlight, getting irritated. "Jesus, Alex," I said as we took off on a trail in the opposite direction from the burial ground. "I thought you'd be all, 'Oh my God, let's go find the body.'" "Well, maybe I was, but now I'm not. I'm with you. It's not funny anymore." "Yeah, I guess you heard about Chief Bowen." "Renee says he told her mom the whole truth, like the whole truth. He really had been with Mrs. McDermott and a few other ladies, and it had been going on a long time. And he's moving out. He resigned after beating up Bo, but especially after beating him up, I guess he was even more afraid Bo would spew it all over town. He wanted Mrs. Bowen to hear the truth from him and not from somebody else." "He's moving out?" I repeated, trying to get a sense of reality about this. Mr. McDermott had moved out on Mrs. McDermott last year, and it had hardly been more than a shrug to me. This was personal. It was hard to think that Bo and Allie and I had the power to erase a 20-year marriage. "Oh my God," I muttered. "Yeah, it's ugly." A cell phone went off in his pocket and he sighed, pulling it out and staring at it. "Renee's all a basket case. She wanted to be with me, and I could see that, but I just had to talk to you. The only way I could get away to talk to you was to promise I would take her cell phone so she could call me anytime." "Does she know you're with me?" I asked as he stared at the ringing phone. "No way. Hello?" He started jogging in place, lifting his legs so high that you could hear sticks cracking when his feet crunched the earth. He was breathing like he had been running. "In about an hour. I want to do 5 miles, okay? I gotta get in shape. Basketball practice starts in 2. He rolled his eyes. "Okay, half an hour. I know. I'm sorry. Well, you can wig out on me at my house when I get there, okay?" He was actually managing to get himself a little out of breath. He hung up. "Alex, do you have to lie about being with me?" I asked. "Are you that scared of her?" "Right now, she could scare Frankenstein," he said. "She is far scarier than normal."
"I thought you really liked her."
"Well, put it this way, I like her when she's not being maniacal. I like her fun side, which is more and more sporadic these days, and that's actually why I'm bothering you," he rambled. "I mean, I'm still really pissed at you. Dissing your friends and girlfriend for Allie McDermott and Bo Richardson is totally weird, bro. But Renee's got it in for you. You are in deep shit. I might be pissed, but that doesn't mean I want to see you go to jail."
My head jerked around so fast it hurt my neck. "What are you talking about? Remember our fight in front of Wawa 3 nights back? I nodded.
"Do you remember Bo Richardson saying he shot Chris Creed in the woods?"
I stood there, confused. At first I muttered, "He never said that." Then I vaguely remembered Bo making a joke, right before he spilled the beans about Chief Bowen.
"How did we do it, Adams?"
"We took a gun and shot him."
"Oh, that's right, I forgot. I took a gun and shot him and left him for dead in the woods."
"He was joking," I muttered, but Alex was blabbering nervously.
"Bo asked you how we did it, to which you responded something like, 'We shot him,' meaning the two of you shot Chris Creed in the woods."
I shook my head like a dog trying to get a straight thought.
"He was joking," I stammered. "Well, we don't think he was."
I watched him, watched his eyes, waiting for them to laugh. They didn't.
"You think Bo Richardson and I shot Creed in the woods?"